I'm going to start talking. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Disney A. It's the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista, and I'm still giggling. You're pointing at yourself. No one can see that except me.
But I'm Brandon. Okay, yeah. Good point. Whatever. I don't know.
I'm glad you know which one of us is with.
I've seen behind-the-scenes recordings of voice actors acting out their parts, and they get all into it, too.
That's true.
No one can see them.
That's true.
So,
fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Except the cameras. Yeah. You can see them.
Those are hidden cameras. They didn't know about those.
Sure, they didn't. Uh-huh. What are we talking about this week, Brandon?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well,
this is a surprise. Not really, no.
No, it's not. You know what I'm doing. For the last month or so, I've been collecting questions on mostly Instagram, and so we're going to do a Q&A episode. Last time we did a Q&A section, and there was a lot of questions, so we thought we would just do an episode this time.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I have some answers.
Hope so, too. Some of these questions are doozies.
Oh.
And some are really easy.
Now I'm terrified.
I kind of tried to organize them accordingly. I've seen them. You haven't.
Okay.
Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
I'm pretty nerdy in general.
Well, yeah, okay. Is there a specific thing this week you've been doing?
Or? Yeah, okay. I actually recently got invited to the new World of Warcraft expansion alpha test.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I think I actually did know that.
I don't know.
Color me surprised.
There you go. So, yeah, I'm going to be trying that out, I guess.
When does that start?
Yeah, it started.
Oh, okay. And how's that been going?
I just created a character last night. I just been busy with the actual game.
Okay, so tell me about the character you created.
It's a not a dinosaur. It's a dragon man.
Ooh, what's his name?
Steve. No, I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's just a test character.
But so you enjoyed that part so far?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's interesting. I'll show you it later. Okay. It's you can make your dragon lots of different colors and stuff. It's
what color
cool.
did you start?
I was just messing with it. Yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool. And also, what are you drinking?
Just coffee.
Get ready to answer a lot of questions.
Apparently. Yes, the interrogation. Don't you have nerd things?
Yes, I'm also drinking like coffee. That? We're recording this Sunday morning.
Yes, coffee is important.
So this is a sweats and pajamas and coffee kind of recording. Nice and cozy. Black coffee in a giant Winnie the Pooh mug.
We're just having coffee with everybody this morning. We're going to answer some questions.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like we're in a coffee shop.
It's kind of fun, actually. I like that. This works for this. My nerd thing, I said last week that I was reading the True Blood / Sookie / Southern Vampire Mystery, whatever the series is called, because it has
Sookie.
Different, yeah. It has different names. I read 10 books in 8 days now. So I finished the series, except there's a collection of short stories I haven't read yet that I'm going to, but yeah, I finished the main novels of the series, last night, so that was my nerd thing.
Pretty nerdy.
Yeah, well, it was on my list of things I wanted to do this summer, was read that series.
And then summer was almost over.
Yep, so that, I tore through them.
That's the other thing. This is your last episode of Freedom. You'll have gone back to work by the time
I don't want to talk about that right now.
We're talking about it.
Yes, this is my last recording of Freedom. I go back to work on the 25th. The kids show up on the 31st. So I'm going to be all my meetings and planning stuff and everything. I have done some planning. But, I'm going to be right back into it here this week. So,
excitement galore.
That's one word for it. Summer went really fast. I'm not okay with it. Okay, that. Also, we have a new Marvel series.
We do.
Episode 1. We always do, if you're new, hi, welcome, but we always do whatever the, either Star Wars or Marvel, just gut reaction, but spoiler free. So, episode 1 of She-Hulk, what'd you think?
It was green. Lots of green.
Were you green with, I guess green is jealousy, not anger, but.
I was jealous.
Yeah?
They go to Mexico and it's
nice. Yeah, it looks great. looked awesome.
I want a beach bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought it was, I laughed out loud like several times.
Me too.
And it had a really good, not impactful, but funny post-credit scene.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's, I hope the entire series is just fun like this, because it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just enjoyable.
And we're promised lots of cameos, because mm-hmm. it's kind of like trial of the week format that they're setting up, and
right.
we're going to see lots of different MCU
Yeah,
stuff.
I don't want it, there to be, like, no substance to it whatsoever, but it doesn't need to be serious. It can just be fun and, like, entertaining, and I'm curious.
Plus, I like it, because it's upsetting all the snowflake anti-wokies, so...
What, really?
Oh, yeah. It's female-led, and they talk about female emotions and stuff, so, like, clearly it's bad.
Oh, yes, right. There was one, this isn't spoilery, but because it's in the trailer, when he says, like, you have to avoid fear and anger, and she's like, those are the two default emotions, and it says, like, how it's easier for a woman to control her emotions, so, like, if I don't, these are all the names I get called, or, like, I get killed, so...
Yep.
Yep. And
I mean, that's
just
real.
A statement of fact, and that's upsetting people.
I've heard women say that a lot.
Yeah.
In real life.
You,
so,
like, live with a woman. This is not like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, it's just
true. Statement
of
fact.
Yeah.
But this is upsetting people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It makes me like it more.
Yeah, me too.
Same with Ms. Marvel. It's, like, upset the anti-wokies, so they...
So that makes... That does make me like it more.
Yeah.
It makes me like it more when they're like, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We said it. I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update.
Okay, we gotta get into this one right away. Speaking of She-Hulk.
Yeah, I figured we should start with this one.
They went on a pretty big advertising blitz for this one.
And totally unique stuff.
I saw lots of TV ads, lots of online ads,
mm-hmm.
and then they put, like, lawyer... benches, I think
we talked about last week, yeah.
Around everywhere.
And they were huge.
The ones in Canada were. The one at the premiere was, like, regular sized,
mm-hmm.
and people were a little upset about that because it had the, like, anti-homelessness architecture in it.
Oh.
But the big ones didn't. So, whatever. I like the big ones that they had around Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
And
that's
I
sweet.
Wish we were a little closer, we could go and see one.
Yeah,
but,
that would have been a
I'm
fun,
sure
like,
they're
random
gone
road trip.
By now.
Probably.
But anyway, they've been advertising the heck out of this thing, and they've been trying, like, unique things like these benches.
Yeah.
But the one we just heard about is they actually created a fake ad Tinder profile.
Yeah, Marvel did.
For She-Hulk, and, like, you read it, and it's like, you wish this was real. Unfortunately, it's not, but you should watch She-Hulk or something. And
yeah.
then if you match with her... It sends you a message.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we matched. You should set up a date with the show.
That's really cool, actually.
I don't know how I feel about this. It seems a little corporate Spitchy. Sleaziness to make a fake profile on a dating app to advertise something. Like,
okay.
Ethical gray area. I think it's kind of funny, but, like...
Well, just to clarify, she goes on Tinder on the show.
Yeah, it's part of the plot of the show, but still, I think making a real profile on a real
yeah.
app...
Okay.
Is,
all right. A little
it's
skeezy.
Ethically not the best.
Okay.
Even though
I
it's kind of funny.
That. Yeah.
But, yeah.
My gut reaction was, okay, that's funny, but I get what you're saying. For
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of things like that, though, I'm like, you know, if you think about it, not sure there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I
especially
don't know.
Tinder, of all things.
Yeah.
Right?
I have a cat that's coming to see me.
Yeah, if you hear meowing now, this is the,
okay.
the cat has decided. This is where often he helps record. Often, so
yeah, okay.
Duke's helping.
Good boy.
It is World Princess Week starting, well, I guess today, celebrated across Disney Park. So there's a bunch of, like, special food and events and a little bit of merch and stuff like that. And they have different ones, are different parks are doing it different ways. Last year, the big focus was on Rey and the Last Dragon
because it was new,
yeah. Apparently, kicking it off is a performance by Brandy at Disney World. Do you know why she would be kicking it off?
No clue.
She was Cinderella in the Roger and Hammerstein one that Disney did.
Oh, okay.
She plays Cinderella. So I think that's actually kind of cool that she's the one who's chosen to do that. But yeah, so it's World Princess Week. Have you heard about the new Big Thunder Mountain Railroad movie?
No, but that doesn't surprise me. There's been a lot of talk of either making rides have IPs or making the ride the IP.
Yeah.
like the pirates.
Like the pirates.
The Pirates Theory, the Jungle Cruise movie. They want something to have a Disney princess on it or have the ride have a movie about it. You know what? I think Big Thunder would work as a movie. You could go Western and...
Well, some of the Big Thunders across the Disney parks actually have backstory. Mm-hmm. So I think that lends itself a little bit easier than you would just think. Like delving into
a cheesy Western is...
You just need a runaway railway. That's it.
Yeah, and you have a big action set piece on a train.
Yeah.
There's
supposed
to
be like a little bit of haunt, like the railroad is haunted and stuff like that in the backstory, so you could do...
I can't imagine any of these are ever going to work as well as Pirates. The first Pirates was awesome. Jungle Cruise...
Was entertaining.
They're
making a sequel.
Fine. It was fine. I think I dozed off for part of
it. You did. I liked it more than you did. But yes, so they're making a sequel of that. They have the upcoming Haunted Mansion movie, which I'm expecting we'll hear more about at D23. And then they have Tower of Terror movie coming. So this is like just in line with everything else.
Yeah. And I hope Tower of Terror movie comes. That means they won't change the one in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm not sure. I've heard a few different things. Apparently they have like writer, director, all that stuff on board. We'll see when that's going to happen or how far it gets or anything. There are price increases throughout the parks. This is apparently tied to inflation. And we also watched a video that was showing that SeaWorld is doing something kind of similar.
Well, yeah. So inflation is just hitting the world everywhere really, really hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the parks aren't making as much money, so they got to raise prices. They raise prices all the time, although not usually on food. They actually kind of keep food somewhat the same for
it's
a long
like
time.
Usually, ticket prices that go up.
Ticket prices you can almost set your watch to.
Yep.
But yeah, food is going up.
Yep.
But like you said, SeaWorld is doing this weird thing where they're just tacking on 5%.
Yeah.
So they advertise the price as this, and then in small little writings, like, we will add 5% on, just like a tax, but it's a tax that goes directly to the park, not...
Yeah.
A tax. So
yeah,
it's
there's
weird.
Still tax,
and
by the way.
And we saw a receipt, and it looked like the annual pass holder discount did not apply to the 5% bump. It looked like it was 5% on the subtotal.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Yeah.
It's very
strange. I'd rather have them advertise the actual price.
Yeah.
Even if, no matter what percentage it's going up
Even in European countries, they don't have a price and then add tax to it. Price that you see is inclusive of all taxes and fees, and that's the way it should be everywhere. But
yeah, it just is included.
Unfortunately, we have to do maths.
So the price increases are different across what it is, whether it's Mickey Pretzel or we were watching Fresh Baked, and they said that there was a salad at Jolly Holiday, and it was because it went up like $2, but it was the first price increase in like 6 years. Everything's going up, and some of these things haven't gone up in a long time.
If you're enjoying a churro next time, it might be a little bit more expensive.
Yep.
I don't know if churros went up or not.
I'm not sure. The Mickey pretzel's the one that caught me, because it used to be one of the best things you could buy for less than $5, and now it's $5. So
I guess you just have to have a giant pretzel at Pim's instead.
Ooh, I like the giant pretzels at Pim's.
Well, that's good. And speaking of price increases,
yes.
We finally got the plan in the news, and it's actually been renewed, like, you can renew now.
Yep.
But the Magic Key program continues. It's still alive.
Yes. We went from absolutely no information last week to now it's all going.
Yeah. They basically said, okay, this is what it is, and you can renew in a couple days. And then they did. Apparently there was big virtual queues online that first day, but the website continued to work. The queues did their job.
So let's just very quickly talk about the big changes.
So not actually much less changes than everyone was expecting.
Yeah.
The big one is, well, they're keeping reservations, obviously, which we...
Of course they
are. We figured, but they're changing the top tier from that was the Dream Key that had no blackouts... the Imagine Key?
Or Inspire?
Inspire, that's what it is. Yeah. Inspire, I don't know, they have all silly names.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Top tier, it does have blackouts now. It's only the 2 weeks around Christmas and New Year's. It's December 21st to the 1st or something like that.
But yeah, there are now blackouts.
There are now blackouts.
And there was a price increase.
All the tiers got a price increase, including the one that they're taking away days from, the top tier there.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny, but...
But like,
when they came out with this Magic Key program, they didn't raise prices, which right. surprised people. So you're kind of getting 2 years in one.
And exactly.
It's not that. But and they've added additional discounts. So
that's true.
All the tiers get now either included parking at the top tier or money off parking, mm-hmm. which was not... They didn't have that last year. So I guess if you're parking your car, you get to spend a little less money.
Right.
Which is good for
definitely
people that are driving, I guess. I don't know. Wouldn't be me.
No.
But, and they're also giving discounts on Genie Plus.
Yeah, that's the other big change that
they're
I was
keeping it.
Of.
They're not. Mm-hmm. You can't buy it for the year. It's still a daily purchase, but they're giving 20% off.
20%
yeah,
off.
Yeah, so it's on all. It's on mm-hmm. all tiers. Like what they're trying to do is, I don't think pass holders have been buying Disney or Genie Plus
right.
much, and they want to kind of incentivize this. And I think it's going to work.
Like, I think so too. I think 20.
I think 20% is a smart number because it seems like a lot. In the end, your Genie Plus costs $20 a day at Disneyland. Yep. It's gonna be around about $4 after taxes mm-hmm. that you save.
Yep.
I think it's not much money for Disney to lose.
Yep.
But 20% seems like a lot for the person. Like, oh, I'm getting this benefit for having my pass, and I can do this. And Genie Plus actually works really well at Disneyland. Like,
it does.
You can get on a lot more rides with Genie Plus if you play the system correctly.
And then the other thing we were talking about is they don't want it to be like everyone uses Genie Plus. They just want to like bump up the usership a little bit. So if they made it like this tier is 50% off and this one is 40, that would be too many people using it. So 20% is a great
number. if they had it as an annual price that was like like $150 or something, that they would probably get a whole
mm-hmm.
whole whack of people opting into that, and then you have too many people in Genie Plus, and then it doesn't work as well. What they want is those annual pass holders to buy it 4 or 5 times a year.
Exactly, and I think 20% is the perfect number to do that, like from a logical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're financially minded, so you think so too.
I did a quick CPA case study on this, and I approve of this proposal.
Well done. but only renewals are up right now for Magic Key.
Yeah, you can't buy one.
Yet, I wouldn't be surprised if this is coming
future. I think they're just seeing who's renewing and getting numbers there and then seeing how many they can sell.
Exactly.
They don't want to overload the parks anymore.
No, they don't.
They want to keep that guest experience decent so that your per ticket income is up.
100%. They don't want to sacrifice the single day users at the expense of, well, annual pass holders, but the Magic Keys.
Or any, like, either guest.
Mm-hmm.
If the park is absolutely crowded, you're spending most of your time in line, that means you're not spending money.
Exactly.
So it's inefficient for everybody, and you have guest dissatisfaction, and so then you spend less money. It makes sense.
People are concerned with, are the parks busy or are the parks not busy? That isn't what they're concerned about. How much is being spent at the parks? And how, you know, you don't want them to be that busy if, you know, like you said, it's satisfaction.
Solidly busy, not...
Yeah, you want it to be empty.
Yeah.
But it's not... The quantity of people in the park is not the most important factor for the people who are visiting the park as well as Disney itself.
Yeah, and all their efforts are about dispersing the crowd as well.
Yeah.
The whole Genie Plus app
mm-hmm.
and your mobile orders, that's all about kind of like making everyone go to different parts of the park at different times and just making use of all the facilities as efficiently as possible.
Yeah.
That's what they're going for. Now, is it working all the time? No.
No.
But it I think it's helping.
And I think, it's
helping Disney anyway.
The big thing is they're trying these different things.
Yeah. Well, they're going to keep trying. Because it's money.
Exactly.
Yay money.
Yay money.
Is what Mickey Mouse says.
Are you ready to dive into some questions?
I guess so. What's in the bag?
It's not a head. It's just content.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
Disney A grab bag.
So I've seen these questions. You have not. We had a lot of, we're just going to start because some of these are going to take time to answer and some are not.
Okay.
Okay. So we got a lot of questions that were just, you know, general ones. We kind of answered these last time, or if you like listen to us, you know. So very quickly, yes, we are married. We met in university. I'm a teacher. Brandon is an accountant. There we go.
Canadian. Whoa, whoa, that was fast. yeah, we're getting close to like 9.5 years married now.
Yep.
Oh man, we're all old.
Yes. And we knew each other a long time before that, and we
yeah, are you sick of me yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll check in again
next year.
Ideal. But yeah, so there was a lot of general like, what do you do and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Okay. D23 wish list. We're not going to answer this.
No, we're going to have a whole episode about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. I wanted to acknowledge that someone did ask about what we wanted to see at D23, and I was like, "You just wait."
Yeah, we're gonna talk about what we want to see. Yeah, nice Hamilton. Yeah, okay. Yeah. What we want to see, what we think we're gonna see, and kind of, yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think so. So that's going to be very soon, actually. The prediction episode just before that. I liked this question. This is in the general. This is not a Disney question, but someone asked what your most frequently used emoji is.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was like, that's a really fun question.
I go through phases. I really like the monocle smiley face.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one's pretty good. I also like the cow head.
You do use the monocle smiley face like a lot lately.
I do. Well, no, just like in general.
In general, think, yeah. The cow, like, and you do randomly. I will randomly get messages with just the cow head throughout the day.
Yeah. I don't know. Stuff like that. Yeah, I like that. What about you?
So I actually looked what my most used one is, and it's the shrug.
The shrug. I do use the shrug a lot, but it's not my favorite.
I don't think it's my favorite either, but it's most frequently used. My favorite. Oh, I also do the blushing, like the handover. That one, because I giggle a lot, and I think that's the one that's closest
and
to
the,
that.
The hand on chin thinking emoji.
I do that one a lot, too.
Okay.
Okay. If you picked another job, what would it be?
Oof. I don't know. Something that paid me a lot for not doing much work. That'd be ideal. How about, like, travel food blogger?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. We're not judging the feasibility of said job, are we?
It wasn't specific.
Okay, yeah. I would love to travel and be paid for it.
Yeah.
And eat.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I like that. I will come with you because I would be like a writer, and I will write travel reviews. You know what? You travel and take pictures of the food, and I'll write about it.
Okay, deal.
I am invited on this.
I guess so.
What other nerd stuff do we do? We talk about this every week, guys.
Oh, yes. The answer is yes. I think the only nerd thing that, like, the biggest nerd thing that I think I don't understand is, well, okay, two things, but, like, the whole Doctor Who fandom is a big chunk of nerddom that I've never gotten into the Doctor Who thing, but
I haven't either, but I haven't tried.
Yeah, I haven't tried. So. I've seen some clips that I think would be okay. I don't know. But anime, I'm not into anime at all, and I have tried, and nothing. Anime doesn't work for me. Not that it's bad for other people, but not for me.
It just doesn't hit right.
But pretty much everything else, I like the video games.
Yeah.
I like the reading.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sports, which is very nerdy. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I laugh so hard when students talk about that. I'm like, hey, who was the, you know, pick their sport that is their favorite? Who was the whatever who played this position or whatever? Mm-hmm. And they can tell you, and you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah. And fantasy football is just Dungeons and Dragons for jocks.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm mostly a book nerd, would probably be my biggest nerd thing. I do talk about Animal Crossing a lot. That's very nerdy. No, I'm just like nerdy minded. You say I have a very obsessive personality.
Yeah.
And that lends itself well to nerddoms.
Yeah. I can get obsessive. Not quite as bad as you, although I have had bouts of being obsessed with games. In my younger days, that was not so good. Better now, though.
Yeah, definitely. I helped.
I'm mature.
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 Yeah, okay. I always, like, that surprised me when you said that, but I do get, like, really fixated on, like, one thing, mm-hmm. and then, no matter what it is.
Yeah, the fixation, it's interesting.
Yeah, so that lends itself well to different nerddom type things. What is your favorite, where is your favorite place to travel?
I mean, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I like to travel.
Again, yes.
basically, but, like, probably my, the place where I'm happiest is just on a beach, mm-hmm. Drinking a margarita, or whatever
yeah.
cool beverage that there happens to be.
I like that.
The ocean is very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I like that. That would be very high on my list. I'm probably going to say Italy, though.
Italy is fantastic. Yeah. It surprised the heck out of me.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm supposed to be alive in Italy. Why do we like Disney? Okay, we talked about this episode one. So first of all, go back and listen to episode one. Was it episode one? Something like that. Early on.
I don't know. We had a quick intro episode. But did we go into depth on this? I think this is a good question.
I don't think we went into depth. We were talking more like why we were starting a podcast.
Yeah. So Disney, well, the thing is, Disney is basically all-encompassing of media now, basically.
Yeah. It's a good time to be a nerd, and if you like Disney.
You kind of don't have a choice, because you got to see Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
you got to your superhero Marvels.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, like, just regular animated Disney and yeah. Pixar stuff. So that it's pretty wide-ranging.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up at the right age for the Disney Renaissance.
Yeah.
So I was a little 7-year-old kid watching Beauty and the Beast. I was probably eight when that came out. Yeah, 93, yeah. They were making good movies, so that's why.
Yeah, it's a perfect time.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah. And you were, like, a big Star Wars fan, which, of course, Disney owns now.
Yes, I liked Star Wars before it was Disney.
Yeah.
But now it's Disney, so.
Yeah. Lends itself well. Again, like you said, Disney Renaissance, we're the same age, so. It was perfect.
No, you're much older than me.
7 days older. And, yeah, I grew up with these fantastic Disney movies, and I always loved Disney classics. My family, almost everyone in my family are big Disney fans. Like, they took me to Disneyland when I was 6. And so it's all, like, wrapped up in, like, growing up. So I've always liked Disney. And then, of course, you know, my more pop culture nerddom stuff increased when I met you and got really into, like, the Marvel and stuff like that. And I had, of course, seen all the Star Wars and everything, but yeah, as Disney keeps owning things, it's easier to like them. And I always loved Disneyland.
Yeah, I've always liked theme parks and stuff in general. Disneyland wouldn't have been at the top of my list because it's not as thrill focused, which I like. But I do like the immersion mm-hmm. aspects and
whereas that's my favorite
the
thing.
The magic,
yes,
et cetera.
And I like actually I find, like, the history of everything really interesting as well and stuff. But, yeah, no, I'm like, a total... Those Disney animated movies were amazing. And I remember watching Disney Channel. I made you watch the Winnie the Pooh thing and stuff.
Terrifying. Okay, yes. Disney's pretty fun, even though they're a money-hungry corporation.
Oh, well, yeah. You win a non-Disney trip to go anywhere. Where are you going?
I'm winning it, so price is no object.
Right. It can't be around the world.
No, I'm not going around the world. No. I think I could do a around the world cruise, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun.
Cool.
I'm going to do a couple weeks in the Maldives in an overwater bungalow.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. See, I was torn on this one because my initial thing was, like, I want to go, like, live in Tuscany for a month or something like that. But then, like, I've been to Tuscany, so I feel like I want to do something that I probably wouldn't do unless someone was, like, here, have this trip. I think I would do, like, a very expensive trip through Egypt.
Hmm. Okay.
Because that's something cool I want to see. But it would have to be, like, really safe. Everything taken care of for me.
Egypt's an interesting place. There is lots of stuff I'd like to see there.
So I was trying to pick somewhere isn't high on my list.
Interesting.
That I would like pay for to go do.
Yeah. Well, I still think we should take a river cruise down the Nile, which they have.
I will be very happy to do that. But now you're saying overwater bungalow, and I'm like, oh man, I want to do that.
The other option would be like go stay in a castle in Scotland and drink a bunch of scotch. That's my bonus answer.
Okay, there you go. I also really want to do, like, go see, you know, Bath, England, and, like, I'm a big, like, Jane Austen fan, or Stratford-upon-Avon, where Shakespeare...
Oh, I went there.
Yeah, I know. I did not.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah? Yeah.
I tell you I also went to Broadway?
Yes! So I would really like to go do those things. I might be a princess. Most disappointing Disney show or movie?
Disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I think we're talking about the Disney Renaissance and growing up big Disney fan.
Oh,
my biggest disappointment that like marked the end of the Disney era for me, because I was really excited about this movie.
I'm already shaking my head.
It's not the one you think it is. No, you're thinking I'm going to say Pocahontas.
Yes!
No. No, it was The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I actually dressed up as Quasimodo the year before that movie came out. Like, I was into that whole story and stuff, and then that movie came out, and I was just like, no.
That is sad, actually. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that's sad. That I could understand that being... I thought you were going to say Pocahontas, because you talked about before.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care for Pocahontas, but I wasn't excited by it either.
Oh, okay,
it wasn't disappointing, and the animation was good and stuff, but it just wasn't for me.
Okay, fair enough. Can I say most of the live-action remakes?
yeah. The only one I actually liked was Jungle Book.
Yeah, Jungle Book was good. I was really, really... really excited to watch the Beauty and the Beast live action, and I wasn't like I liked it still more than you did. I love Emma Watson, I love Beauty
she did
the
a
Beast.
Good job, but the movie was
but
awful.
I think I was so excited for it that even though I didn't hate it, it still disappointed me because I was so happy about it.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I should not have had this high expectations.
No, but
most watched thing on Disney Plus. Oh, this is easy. Yeah. Hamilton.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've seen that now.
that's probably paid for the Disney Plus subscription for like 5 years on its own.
And it made me laugh because actually your dad just sent a meme and it was like what Disney Plus thinks I'm paying the money for, and it's like the menu, and it's like what I'm actually paying for is just Hamilton.
Just Hamilton, yeah. Although we do make good use of it for the Star Wars and Marvel shows as
that's
well.
That's true. That's but, true. I've watched WandaVision I think 3 or 4 times now. So
yeah. So that's
pretty.
That's
good.
A fair chunk as well, yeah.
But yeah,
definitely Hamilton.
Well, because originally I was like, whatever Marvel thing's coming up, and now it's like one thing is Hamilton. What Disney stuff do we collect? I have a few Nuimos and Loungefly bags, and we have some pop figures, but we don't like go crazy about.
And you
pop
have
figures.
Ears,
and I have a few ears.
Yeah, just go through your collection.
No, that's why I was getting mine done first because those are off of my nerd things.
yeah, ears, Loungeflies,
and like. Clothes
and you have some pins.
I have some stuffies. I have a few pins.
You got lots of stuffies.
I don't like. I wouldn't say I'm a pin collector because that's like crazy. Mm-hmm. But like when we've gone, I want to get a pin to
they're
commemorate.
They're expensive
and,
now.
And yeah,
holy.
They're a lot more expensive than when I first started. I'll tell you that. And like I'm not specific about different things. It's just it's the same as pop. If it's something I like and I think it looks cool, then I'll get it. But I'm not like. Crazy into collecting.
I have to be really careful with collecting because that is one of the things that is can be problematic with me in my personality getting into collecting things.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a ton of collections.
Mm-hmm.
And now that except Star Wars is now Disney, so
yep.
I actually have a pretty extensive collection of original Star Wars action figures from way back in the Kenner.
Yeah.
Action figure days,
like
the originals.
I feel like you need to qualify this, though, because I've said this before, and people are like, why are you still working? Like, just, no, like, they're not, like, mint condition.
No, I played with them as a kid. They were from garage sales, and they were all open and stuff. Like, yeah, some of them can be worth a lot of money, but they have to be in packages, and they're in good condition. Like, I could probably get some bucks for them.
Well,
but...
you could, because we have seen them for sale at, like, comic conventions and stuff, and you're like, oh, I have that, in better shape, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're not worth nothing, but there's not like, don't rob us or anything like that, thinking you're getting some limited edition.
But
they're really cool, and you have a great display for
them. Yeah, you should, I think you've done it before, but you should take a picture and poster on the Instagram.
Yeah, I sure can.
I am
put
proud
it up
of
just
that little collection there.
Yeah. I put it up in our stories. I could take like a nice one and post them. That's a good idea because it's really cool, actually. You have some good items in there.
I do.
Yeah.
And some bad ones too, because like Darth Vader, Palpatine is in there.
Yeah.
You got a Jabba the Hutt. His tail wiggles.
That's really cool, actually. Do you have any other Star like collection stuff, or is that the big one?
That's the big one. Yeah, I don't.
We have a few Lego items.
We do have some Lego. Actually, yeah. I have to put them together.
Yeah. And like a few different nerd ones, but Disney ones in general. Oh, and we collect board games. It's not really Disney, though.
Yes, that's one of the things I have troubles with, because I see a cool Kickstarter for a board game, and I'm like, I want to buy that. And then the mailbox fills up with board games, and you're like, what is all this? And I'm like, it's board games.
The only other thing I collect, but it's not Disney, is I collect books.
So. Yes, I have lots of books as well.
I know. Favorite Disneyland attraction? We've talked about this before, but Brandon, what's your favorite Disneyland attraction? And you know, we can say Disneyland Park if it's in DCA is allowed.
Disneyland only, not Florida?
Nothing? Well, you can answer. It said Disneyland, but you can answer it however you like.
We'll stick with Disneyland because it said Disneyland. Interesting. I probably would say maybe Pirates.
Yeah, good answer.
Though the Guardians / Tower of Terror would be right up there. If it was just California Adventure, that one would win by a landslide. But I do like Pirates.
Yeah.
And honorable mention to Big Thunder. I like Big Thunder quite a bit.
Big Thunder's really good.
Especially if you get a good ride in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it feels different every time.
It does. Nighttime in the back was great.
Yeah, we got a good nighttime ride that last trip there. Yeah. So,
I have a 3-way tie.
Shocking. Although I said three things too. Yeah. So, right.
Splash Mountain / Haunted Mansion / Pirates are my three favorites. Yeah, that's my answer, and I'm not changing it.
They're all right beside each other too.
That's super kinda convenient.
Yeah, that's handy.
If I was going to DCA, I would actually maybe pick Guardians as well. There's some great ones I like over there, though. Like Radiator Springs is so cool.
Radiator Springs is cool, and of course Rise of the Resistance is really cool.
Oh yeah,
too.
I'm actually kind of surprised you didn't say that one.
I don't know.
You had to go nostalgia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see how Rise ages since it's so tied to the sequel trilogy, which was a mistake. But
yep.
The ride system is really cool. So yeah.
Cool. If you could go to one specific Disney park, I'm guessing anywhere in the world, where or which one would it be? I know the answer to this one.
Well, it's going to be between Shanghai and Tokyo Disney. For me,
I'm saying Tokyo Disney Sea.
Yeah, that's because you have the two parks in Tokyo Disney right now. I think they're trying to build a third.
I've heard that, yeah.
Because it is very popular. That's like probably the third most successful Disney park. You got the two U.S. ones.
Yeah.
Shanghai does well as well, but that Tokyo one is very, very popular.
Yeah, I'm interested you said Shanghai, though.
Shanghai is just big and doing a lot of cool, unique stuff. That's where they first put in the Tron roller coaster that they're bringing to Florida, and they have some, they have some unique stuff. Their Pirates ride looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It goes more into like horror and stuff.
That does look like a very cool Pirates ride.
But yeah, Tokyo Disney Sea looks really cool. It's quite unique as well. So
yeah, I just think it looks beautiful.
I wouldn't be upset about that.
Yeah.
Hong Kong looks lame.
but I still want to go to it because I want to go to every Disney park.
Disneyland Paris looks basically like Disneyland except less crowded, so that'd be fun.
Yeah,
but
it's
I wouldn't be like, oh man, I need to see that because it's very similar.
I want to see it because I actually really want to see how they've done the Haunted Mansions in all the different parks because they're all different.
They are all different, yeah. Yes.
Favorite, okay, so we had quite a few questions from probably our number one listener. Well, I shouldn't say quite a few. We had several, and they're really good, so I peppered them throughout.
Okay.
So here's our first one. Favorite live-action childhood Disney film? I'm pretty sure this is one of Lindsay's. Do you want me to answer while you're thinking?
Yes.
Oh, please. Halloween Town.
Oh my goodness. I actually quite liked the Herbie movies growing up.
Do you know? Okay, I'm a really bad Disney fan.
Yeah, you've never seen Herbie.
I've never seen Herbie, and I've seen all these really random ones. I loved, like, I've talked to you before about Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I watched that. I watched all those like those ones, mm-hmm. and I've never seen Herbie.
Yeah, I don't know. It was back in the day when you could get, like, 7 movies for $7 for 7 days mm-hmm. at the video store, and I, like, got a whole bunch of Herbie movies one time and
That's cool.
watched the heck out of them. It was fun. I don't know.
Maybe I should watch them for a blind date sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, but yeah, I liked it.
Cool. I like that. If there was a new Disney park, where should it be?
Well, selfishly, I'd like to say in Canada, but they're never going to do that because they can't operate all year.
Yeah. And besides, if they did, they'd put it over in Toronto area, and that's harder for us to get to than California. So.
It's true. No, I think you expand to Mexico, actually.
That was my wish.
Mm-hmm. Chuck her in the Yucatan.
Ooh, I like that.
Near Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of land there. It would be sad to bulldoze so much jungle, but yeah. We'll not worry about the environmental impacts. Yeah.
That was actually my answer too, because they don't have one anywhere like really tropical. They have like a lot of places would have some of the same some of the similar climate concerns, but yeah, I thought they could do some cool stuff with that and like lean into like Moana and stuff like that to give it a personality.
Probably Coco
if it was in Mexico specifically. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and like Mexico likes Disney stuff. They're like into that, so
yeah,
it would work.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be a big park. Then you're not bulldozing so much jungle.
Yeah. Make it more of a nature-y park with...
Exactly.
Yeah, just embrace the habitat and stuff, and it'd be fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be very cool.
Have a cenote.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so we actually talked about how the new obsession is Disney making rides into movies or movies attached to rides. Which ride should they do next?
Okay, so they've done Pirates, they've done Jungle Cruise, they're doing... Big Thunder, mm-hmm. Haunted Mansion. Well, and the other rumor is that they're going to make a Space Mountain movie, and I think that's what they should do.
That was my answer as well, actually.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It
makes sense.
You can make a cool sci-fi movie about whatever you want and...
Mm-hmm. Part of it make sense with Space Mountain.
Yeah, I don't know. And then you help out Tomorrowland a little bit.
Yep. I really like this one. Who would be your Disney spirit animal? There's a lot of great Disney animals, first of all.
Are you going to tell me yours?
Well, I mean, the joke answer I always give is Miko, because all he does is eat. But he's also very adventurous, and I'm not. Probably Piglet.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm little pink and scared of everything around me, but, like, fiercely loyal and, like... If someone that I care about's in trouble or something, then I'm less scared. But, and very content to be, like, in the background, but just, like, taking care of everyone.
Yeah.
I'd be Piglet.
Yeah, you're definitely, definitely Piglet. I think I'd be, like, Scotty Dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, I love Scotty Dog from, yeah.
Yeah. He's nice, but he's kind of crotchety sometimes. And
he really
Scottish.
Is. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I always liked him, when I was a kid.
Cool. Yeah, he's cool. I always did too. He's awesome. I really like this question as well. If you could ask Walt one question, what would it be?
That's a deep, crazy thing.
Right?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one.
I was trying to think of one, too. I think I would just ask, like, what he would want to see now. Like, what his opinion. Like, if things are going as he thought they would be. Or his reaction.
Yeah, I would be curious to hear what he would say about the rampant capitalism and, like... Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be for it, quite frankly.
He wasn't, like... was more about trying to bankrupt the company to get whatever he wanted done.
Yeah.
Like, he only wanted money to do this stuff.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, Mr. Corporate.
Yeah, he was...
Either,
very,
from what I can tell.
He
but,
was good with having money, but it was more he kept wanting to push the
He wanted
envelope.
To do stuff,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Just, like, his thoughts on what's going
that
on.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. That's tough. That's a tough one.
We had this question last time, but it was asked again. So, Marvel or Star Wars?
It's tough. Star Wars has staying power, but I've been enjoying Marvel
mm-hmm.
more recently.
Yeah, that's fair.
Although, The Mandalorian is really cool, so.
Yeah. I'd probably say the same thing. I mean, like, I always think, so character is so much more important to me than storyline, and I'm like, you're never gonna have another, like, Princess Leia. You're just not.
No.
But at the same time, like, Marvel is very entertaining, and I'm, like, very... I enjoy it all.
And we're getting a lot more Marvel than we are Star Wars, because they're still trying to figure out what they're doing with Star Wars.
So that actually brings us into the... There's a series of three here. Favorite Marvel character.
I know which one yours is.
Yeah, mine's Scarlet Witch. Or Wanda. Whatever. Like, her.
Yeah. Yeah. In the MCU, probably Tony Stark. Not that he's, like, someone that you should aspire to be like most of the time. Mm-hmm. Kind of a jerk. It's a character trait of his. But he was the heart of the MCU for so long. So,
And we had proof that he had a heart.
Yeah. I am looking forward to seeing how the new people work out.
Yeah. Fair.
And, like, I really hope the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I know the non-MCU right now you're going Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Tied to that, favorite Star Wars character?
Han Solo.
Fair enough. Mine's Leia, so.
And Chewbacca. They're kind of a pair.
Yeah. I mean, mine's Leia, and then it would be, like, R2, you know. But I was like, can I say a Porg? Because, like...
No.
How about Ewoks?
Definitely not. Not allowed. No chance.
It's Leia and then R2. Favorite Disney animated character? Mine's Piglet.
Boy, I didn't have time to think about these at all.
So gut reaction here.
Gut reaction.
Yeah. There's not a wrong answer. I mean, I can also say I like a lot of Disney characters, but...
Yeah, probably the Foxy Robin Hood. I watched that a lot growing up.
That's a really good answer.
Or Basil of Baker Street.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Foxy Robin Hood, shout out to our Valentine's Day episode last year.
Yep.
If you know, you know. favorite Disney song? This is really hard, by the way.
I mean, there's a lot of good ones. It's probably something from Beauty and the Beast or Lion King or Aladdin.
Okay, well, that's like all the good songs.
I'm just like trying to think in my brain. Down. Okay. Yeah. Probably, I don't know, like the Genie song from Aladdin is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Robin, Friend Like Me.
Robin Williams going
full Robin Williams.
Yeah. I think that's probably. Probably the one, if I had to pick one.
It's a really good answer.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of good music in the Disney Renaissance, hey?
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think about mine. Colors of the Wind is, like, really high in my, like, has a lot of, that was one of my favorites. Poor Unfortunate Souls is, like, really good from Little Mermaid. But then I'm like, how do you discount, like, When You Wish Upon a Star or Bippity Boppity Boo? Yeah, that's really hard to do. And then I always loved Something There from Beauty and the Beast, even though that doesn't get a lot of, like...
Yeah.
You know, but it's just...
No, it's good. It's good. There's not a bad song in the original Beauty and the Beast.
There's not.
In the remake there is, but it's neither here nor there.
So, I don't know. As soon as I saw it, I think I went classic and said, When You Wish Upon a Star. Like, that was my... But I'm like... And then I went Poor Unfortunate Souls, which is, like, complete end of the spectrum. But I'm gonna... Oh, and Part of Your World. What, like, little girl did not, right? Oh, man. I'm actually gonna go with my favorite when I was, like, in... Like, more cognizant of how much I love Disney, which was Colors of the Wind. I don't know if that's my favorite of all time, but that's gonna be my answer right now.
Okie dokie.
You're like, I don't like this answer.
Whatever, it's okay. Yours. Yeah.
So, I don't know if you can answer this.
Probably not.
We were asked, favorite Mickey Mouse Club cast members?
Yeah, I never watched Mickey Mouse
Club. I did. They did. There was Mickey Mouse Club and then Kids Incorporated. And when I go to my grandma's after school, that was with, like, the after school ones that were on. I'm going to say the correct answer to this is Annette Funicello from the original.
Yeah, she did a good job.
But I'm pretty sure we mean the 90s one here.
The 90s one. Wasn't Christina Aguilera in it?
Yeah, so was Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Yeah, and, yeah, okay. I'm also going to say two of my favorites, actually, are people you know.
Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, Lindsay says she always liked Tony Luca and Carrie Russell. You know who Carrie Russell is.
I know who Carrie Russell is, yeah.
Two of my favorites. One was JC, as in from NSYNC, where he met Justin Timberlake while they were on Mickey Mouse Club, and then they went and formed NSYNC. And
fascinating.
They should Ryan, as in Ryan Gosling. But I did like some other ones that you might not know. I really liked someone who was named Mylin, and I actually like wasn't even sure if I was remembering her correctly. But yeah, Mylin Brooks, and she is now a writer, musician, and mental health advocate. So she's one who like a lot of people know Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and stuff like that. But yeah, I always kind of liked her. And yeah, anyway, that was you're like I don't know who these people are. But Ryan Gosling was on here, so he's my favorite.
he's in that new Barbie movie, hey?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's playing Ken.
That makes sense.
With really bad blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
I hope they're like really leaning into how ridiculous that is.
I think so, except they're not using the Aqua song, so now I'm sad.
Boo. Not even like in the credits?
No!
That's dumb.
Mattel didn't like that song, so they...
Well, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Worst theatrical Disney animated movie?
Home on the Range.
Oh, that's the correct answer. I didn't even think of that, but you're right. That's the right answer. Okay, fair enough. what is something not on Disney Plus yet that should be? And it said previous existence and new. So either, I guess they're saying like something that exists already that isn't on Disney Plus yet, or something like if you could imagine something that should be on Disney Plus.
No, they have a lot of stuff that exists that's not on Disney
Plus. Yeah, but what would you want to see?
I want them to stop being cowards and put Song of the South on there.
Good.
I
want to
see it.
Answer.
I want to see it. Put all the warnings that you want. It was made. I want to see it.
That's a good answer. They'll never do it.
No, they won't.
But good answer.
Mm.
Now I'm thinking the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
I think they should put the original. I've seen a lot of the original. They had a DVD set that was released with like Disney Legend history and things like that, and they had quite a few episodes or a number of episodes of the original. But yeah, no, bring on those things.
They could have the original episodes, but what they should do is just have like snippets of the episodes and like commentary from the cast.
I love it.
Now,
yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Absolutely, do it. They've done things like that before. Just put it on Disney Plus. I like your answer because I really want to see it. I've seen the like certain pieces before, but I really want to see. Yeah, and probably never will. Pretend Disneyland just magically got a bunch of land. They're going to add a brand new park. Describe it.
Well, we did do some Imagineering before. That was on a Canadian park.
We did.
And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be as detailed in that.
No.
This could be an entire episode, probably.
Yep.
But what I would say is they should they've made Avengers Campus. I think they should make an entire MCU park and
it.
Like fully immersive,
mm-hmm.
Well, kind of like Galaxy's Edge, but like
the whole park,
just go all the way with it.
I think that's
you're
awesome.
Like you're now in Earth 616 and there's stuff going on, and it's
could have
Marvel.
Different lands. Like you can have the New York area with Spider-Man chilling out over there, and
you
can
have
like
Wakanda.
Exactly.
You could have Atlantis or whatever they're calling it now.
I think it's Atlantis.
No, because it's well, maybe. I don't know. But he's got like an Aztec origin,
mm-hmm,
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen the movie yet, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Not
about,
yet.
but you can have different bits and pieces.
I like it.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's a great answer. Tied to that, it was what if they just had a brand new land they could add in?
I don't know. Their lands are pretty well set up now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you make. They've kind of turned California Adventure into this, but I think they should just have like a Pixar land that's better themed. They kind of backed into Pixar-ness
right.
in California Adventure. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, Pixar's kind of shoehorned in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool. I think in this magical world where they have a bunch more land, you take out the Avengers out of DCA, make it more Pixar like completely retheme that, and then Avengers gets its own thing.
Yeah.
I like your answer. My answer is that this was described before of having just a villains park or a villains land.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like that idea.
The villains grove is very popular. A villains area would be cool. Well, like a spooky area.
Yeah.
That was in the original plans for a Disneyland expansion. They were going to make a villains area.
Yeah. I really like that idea. And there's been discussions before about doing like a whole park and then doing, I think it was Maleficent's castle, you know, like that would be like the center of it and everything. I just think having a villain's area is just really cool. And yeah, it might be because everything we see about Villains Grove during Oogie Boogies looks amazing.
Disney has a lot of cool villains.
They're such good villains. Yeah. So yeah, I think they could do that. And then you can bring in, you know, your Star Wars villains and your Marvel villains and things like that as well if you wanted to. But the focus would be these traditional villains. Okay, and I really like this one. So you're talking Avengers Campus. You almost, it's like you Segui'd.
I did. I'm smart that way.
Describe the e-ticket attraction you want added to Avengers Campus.
We have some rumors on what it actually is going to be if they ever actually get around to it. Mm-hmm. I want it to be immersive and cool like Rise of the Resistance, but thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rise of the Resistance isn't thrilling.
There's a few moments, like the drop moment. Yeah, really cool,
it's, but I want it to be like full,
actual thrill.
Full thrill. I want it to be timeless because I think when they go really cool with, say, something like Smuggler's Run, it's too video gamey and that's not going to age well.
Right.
So I don't want it to be like interactive like that because that would worry me. But, and I also don't want it to be like too reliant on screens either.
Oh, that's my big thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I want it to be practical, not immersive, but I want it to be, be immersive, but not interactive.
Okay. Are you thinking like a pretend land is no object? Are you thinking like roller coaster style? Are you thinking?
I'm thinking a combo dark ride roller coaster. Yeah.
That'd be very cool. The stuff I hear coming out about, like, the Tron experience.
Kind of like Tron.
That feel, I mean.
Maybe, like, a more extreme version of the Seven Dwarfs minecart ride.
Because
that's a roller coaster, dark ride combo, but, like, more adult. Because, like, MCU's, like, teen is, like, the
target.
Target demographic. It is four quadrant, but, like, it's, like, teen, whereas, like, lots of Disney stuff is for kids.
Totally. So,
like, yeah.
Good answer. I like that. Mine, I was just like, stay away from screens, please.
Yeah.
For example, I know it's not Disney, but when we went to Universal and we did the Harry Potter, that was a really, really, really cool ride. And we rode it a couple times back to back and I was like, I need a break. That was a really cool combination of, like, that was definitely thrilling. There was scary stuff in
it. So that one, if you don't know, you're in this kind of like contraption and it's on an arm and it moves you around and then there's some scenes that are like practical and then sometimes it'll park you in front of this like domed screen and like have a 3D movie playing and I don't get motion sick, but the screens bothered me even.
Yeah.
So I would prefer to not use screens much at all unless it's like in the background to make you seem like you're in space.
Oh, that'd be fine. Yeah, that'd be okay.
But like to pretend that you're in a 3D movie can be problematic.
And that was really tough because I was like, this is such a cool attraction and I can't ride it anymore or I'm going to throw up. So I would really like to not have that.
Yeah.
But there was like some screen elements, say in Rise and stuff, and like that's okay.
Yeah, minor.
Exactly.
And,
like, minor's station, okay. Stationary. Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
And, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I'm good with that.
It was very, very vague, but yeah, I don't know, put you in the middle of a big old battle. The Avengers doing Avengery stuff.
I think if you're going to put it in a specific battle, it has to be the Battle of New York.
For right now, I think you could probably do Secret Wars in 5 years.
Yeah. I was going to ask if you thought maybe Infinity War Endgame, but you'd say Battle of New York for right now, maybe Secret Wars down the road.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. Awesome. That's it. Those are our questions.
Cool.
Told you there were some doozies in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The people are creative. Good job, guys. So that's our show.
Hooray.
Hooray. If you, we'll do another one of these like sometime. So feel free to ask other questions if you want to message us. But Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find links to email us as well as our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and YouTube. Most active on Instagram. So if you want to get a hold of us, that's probably the way to do it.
Except when you make me watch bad movies and I tweet about it.
Oh, speaking of.
No.
I was filling in the calendar for what's coming in the next couple months. Just stay tuned for that. You agreed already, so you just... not my
Mistakes
fault.
Were made. Mistakes were made.
If you have rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't, please do. On whatever it is that you listen to, Apple Podcasts have the fun, crazy algorithms. But really, whatever it is, if you can rate a review, we appreciate it. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend Disney A as well. So, Brandon, we've got some episodes coming up here. So we're almost at 100 episodes. Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. We're gonna be hitting 100 next month.
It's a lot of episodes.
That is. That's mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're not quite there yet. What we are going to do, this was your idea actually. So we have the Groot shorts that are out now. And before that we had the Baymax shorts. We haven't watched either of them yet.
We haven't, no.
So we're going to go this week, we are going to watch all of it, and then that's what we're gonna talk about next week. Kinda cool. Compare them and chat about them and review them a little bit.
And I'm going to tell you which one's better.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because you're right in this scenario?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we love Groot and we love Baymax, so this is going to be fun.
It's going to be tough, actually.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Well, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Hooray!
Hooray!